Thank you, God, for the time that we could share together and just sing songs we know are true about you, that we could sing your praises. Father, thank you that we can engage in with you in these songs, and I thank you that you teach us lessons, you soften our heart, and you prepare our spirit, Father, through these songs to just hear your word. Thank you for just preparing each and every individual's heart that is listening or watching to this message today. Father, wherever they may be, Father, I pray that your hand would be upon them and that their soul and spirit would be softened and ready to hear, Father. God, we thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So guys, I don't know about you, but my hands are really starting to get dry from all this washing. And I washed my hands a lot before, but I think it's the antibacterial gel stuff that we put, whatever you call it, and I don't even, oh, here it is. It's the hand sanitizer, I think, is really doing a number on my hands. And I've found that my hands are fairly rough and leathery, if that is such a term, that my hands could get leathery, but I feel that they're quite leathery. So if you see them bleeding in the middle of service, don't be alarmed. It's just the hand sanitizer at work. I've been preparing this message, and I spent some time in this message this week and just really trying to hone in on what it is that God would have for us. And in the end, I came up with the title, Rest and Repeat. Like rinse and repeat, you know? Rest and repeat, because rest isn't something that we can do one time and be good. Rest is something that we need to be doing continually. And it's not just having a snooze, having a siesta, having a nap. Rest is spending time with God, spending time with the Lord, and just getting to know Him. So, we are in our third week of this series called The Ultimate Warrior. And the first week we talked about being warriors for the kingdom. And we talked about how the world is searching for heroes. And we talked about all these different heroes and different people that may be considered heroes. We talked about superheroes and Marvel and all them different heroes. But we talked about how the world is searching for a hero. We talked about how when we got saved and we became believers, we joined the army of Jesus. We joined God's army. And I sang that little song about how I'll never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. And that was an old song. But I talked about being a part of the special forces of Jesus and joining Jesus in these special forces where we're called to counter evil, where we're called to be warriors for the kingdom, and where we're called to do good and do His work here on earth with Him in partnership. And then last week, I talked about changing our perspective, changing the way we look at things, changing the way we approach things. And I spoke about how we needed to stop looking at things, looking at the world with our own eyes, with our own physical eyes, and we need to start digging into the spiritual and looking at things through God's eyes, through Jesus' eyes, with spiritual eyes, and how that looks so much different. We talked about Gehazi and Elijah, and we talked about David and Goliath, and just how that different perspective really works. Well, this week, like I just said, we're going to talk about rest. And in order to approach things from a position of victory, we need to have rest. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. But I think one of the biggest mistakes that most believers and warriors make is we don't understand rest. The warrior is able to break through enemy lines by utilizing their ability to rest in the Lord. And that might sound like a strange statement, but I don't believe we're able to advance the kingdom without rest. And I need you to track with me on this. I need you to stay with me through the whole message, because I believe at the end of the message, it'll make sense. It'll be like a light bulb go off, I pray. See, while the enemy is at work dishing out chaos at us and accusations and falsely, I guess accusation is falsely, but you know what I mean? Using these accusations and how he lies at us, like, oh, you're never going to be better. You know how the enemy works, how Satan works and tries to manipulate and twist you sometimes, or twist the people around you to speak negativity over you or negatively at you. And while the enemy is out there doing that and dishing this out, what are we supposed to do as warriors for the kingdom? Well, I'll tell you what we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to be running around, chasing, and trying to figure out what to do and strategizing in our own mind. We're supposed to be anchored in the Spirit. We're supposed to be anchored in the Spirit. We're not supposed to be chasing after all that stuff. See, rest is a weapon. Rest is a weapon that we as Christians, that we as warriors need to use. As Christians, we should be incredibly peaceful and calm. Why is that? It's because the enemy cannot penetrate the armor of a person at rest in God. And when we are warriors, we know that part of our inheritance is complete confidence in God, right? I pray that you believe that. And this is a confidence in his nature that puts our spirit at rest. It's God's nature that puts our spirit at rest. All of God's promises are designed to inspire us to a dependence on Him. We are completely reliant on His grace and on His mercy. And all that we can do is joyfully and humbly live in that revelation that no matter what comes against us, as we remembered from Hebrews 11 a couple weeks ago, Scripture and history are full of examples where ordinary, regular people run away from problems, while warriors stay and fight until they break through, till they break through the enemy lines. Amen? And I pray that we want to be those people that stay put and stand firm in our faith and don't run away. If you remember David, everybody else, all the other soldiers were like, oh, what are we going to do? And David stood firm. And actually, he didn't even just stand firm, but he advanced. And when warriors advance, they carry an assurance of God's heart towards them. That's what they do. See, this isn't about how strong we are. It's about how powerful the Lord is in our lives. This is what it's about. That's why we can advance. It's not I'm a tough guy, look at me, and I'm not walking around like a big bodybuilder. But I am strong because I have this powerful Lord in my life who is Jesus, and He is just leading me and guiding me. See, warriors know and have learned how to use their weakness to become vulnerable to the strength and power of God. And I think in this respect, grace is the ability to rest in God's power when your weakness seems to be just screaming at you, there's the door, let's go. See, that's our weakness, but God gives us this strength and this power. And to be confident in who God is for you when you feel that overwhelming odds stacked against you. And that's peace, and that's the peace that only God can bring. To stand alone against this massive intimidation and pressure when others are running, or maybe they're talking about you, or you're losing friends, or people are walking away, and they're attacking, and you're hearing lies about yourself, that's trust to stand there and know that God's got it. To know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God is bigger, and therefore you cannot lose. That's the faith that moves mountains. Amen? See, warriors know who God is. Spiritual warriors know who God is for them. They are aware of the partnership that they have with God. And this is a partnership in biblical terms is called a yoke. And we're going to talk about that here right now. Jesus used this term when He called the people to rest with Him, didn't He? If you remember this scripture, let's see. It says, if you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you. Put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear and this burden is light. And that's Matthew 11, 28 to 30. There's a place set aside for us in the Spirit where we can make the enemy tired. We can make him weary, discouraged, defeated, intimidated when we rest in Jesus. So think about that for a moment. How many of you would say, I'm just so tired, or I'm just so discouraged, or I feel defeated, or I just don't know what to do. I feel like it's over. See, we're not supposed to feel that way. That's the influence of the enemy on your life. It's not supposed to be that way. In fact, it's supposed to be quite the opposite. Satan is supposed to fear or to feel like that, not us. He's supposed to do it, not us. Satan, when trying to take us out, is supposed to feel weary and discouraged and defeated and intimidated. On earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that what we believe? Isn't that what we say when we say the Lord's Prayer? Isn't that what we pray? Yeah? Okay. So, the question is how are things in heaven? Is there any weariness in heaven? No. Is there any mental tiredness or maybe emotional depression in heaven? No. These things have been bound because joy and rest have been loosed or released in heaven. We don't have to worry about that in heaven. See, the promise of rest instead of weariness is a huge gift from Jesus as outlined in John 14:27. And it says, I give you peace, the kind of peace only I can give. It isn't the peace this world can give. So don't be worried or afraid. See, all of our overcoming, it stems from the joy and peace in believing in Him. The internal presence of God enables us to overcome the external pressures of life and of warfare. So how do I know this? Because Jesus has already overcome these forces, hasn't He? Jesus has overcome them. And even more than that, Jesus has overcome the grave. And that's, to me, something we should be excited about. And if we read Romans 8:35-37, it says, who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation or calamity and distress or persecution or hunger or destitution or peril or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. See, Jesus doesn't shield us from intrusion or attacks or things trying to come against us, but he protects us through them. I mean, what I mean by that is those things might still come because we live in a fallen world. They may try to come at us, but Jesus is there and he's fighting that battle for us. We need to run to Jesus. We need to know how to approach situations like this. We need to combat things differently than, you know, maybe not necessarily running around, oh, this guy is falling, but approach him from the throne of grace and know that he has done battle and he has brought us victory because he loves us. We need to understand about that victory through Christ, and our personal objective of that through that victory is the glory of God. In order to have the privilege and presenting this glory of God, we need things. We need three things to work around. We need three things working together to make this come to be, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Follow me. First off, we need to understand the blood of Jesus. We need to know its power for us over the enemy, and we need to rejoice in it. Amen? We need to know that. We need to be able to stand in that. Secondly, we need to proclaim our own personal testimony regarding the nature of God in the face of all opposition. What better time to give our testimony when there's maybe something happening and we can share about what God did for us, our personal testimony. It's powerful, and that's why we do it every week. If you have something to say, we want to hear it, right? Amen? The third thing is we need to love the life of Jesus more than our own. We need to be fully sold out for Jesus and not be preoccupied with self, but be focused on advancing the kingdom. We need to focus on that kingdom advancement. That's what it's about. See, victory, the purpose of God being achieved through our circumstances, victory is always present in Christ. And when we read 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, I am grateful that God always makes it possible for Christ to lead us to victory. God also helps us spread the knowledge about Christ everywhere. And this knowledge is like the smell of perfume. See, Jesus came and he overcame the world and all of its pressures and oppositions and warfare. And he disarmed the ruling powers, humiliating them in the process. And he displayed his power over them for all to see. And it was like this crazy Grey Cup victory parade. Like Jesus, he wanted to see us. Obviously it wasn't like a Grey Cup parade. But he displayed this for everybody to see that he had conquered them. He'd conquered death, he'd conquered evil, and he wanted people to see it. And we read about it in Scripture. I'm just going to pull it up here. Colossians 2:15, it says, there Christ defeated all powers and forces, and he let the whole world see them being led away as prisoners when he celebrated his victory. So when I read that, now you see why I picture this Super Bowl or Grey Cup parade. That's what I see. And then we keep reading, it says, so we know that Jesus had victory and brought us victory. So when we have victory, it's much easier to have peace, isn't it? So much easier to have peace. And peace comes in the context of God's overcoming nature, in which he is shown to us in Jesus. Peace enables us to live an untroubled life. And that is when trouble may come, we're not fazed. We're not fazed by it because we go to Jesus, right? You don't go to your neighbor and say, hey, you're never going to guess what happened. So maybe you do. But all I think that's going to do is just kind of maybe lead you down a path that you don't want to go. But when you go to the King, when you go to Jesus, boy, you're going to the right source. You're going to the right ear. See, we know how to live in the Spirit. We know how to calmly see through it, don't we, as warriors? We're not subject to the pressures of events or what's happening because we allow his peace to encourage us and lead us, don't we? Spiritual warriors have courage because we have peace. Warriors do not let their hearts be troubled because they know who Jesus is. Amen? They rest in the nature of Jesus. We rest in the nature of Jesus, don't we? We should. I pray that's where you're resting. We don't have to understand, we don't have to understand every detail to have peace. And that's where faith comes in. We are governed by peace to such an extent that it rules in our hearts and not in our minds. And we read this in Colossians 3:15, and it says, and let the peace from Christ rule your hearts, to which as one body you were also called to live. And be thankful, giving praise to God always. Peace comes from our heart, and then it moves from our heart to guard our mind. And if we read Philippians 4:7, it says, then because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. Peace starts at your heart and moves to your mind and changes how you think. See, peace dominates our hearts. It governs our thinking, enabling us to take out any negative thoughts and take them captive and get rid of them. And this invitation that was made from Matthew that we talked about, that we started the message with, is for us to take his yoke upon ourselves. That's what we want to do. And a yoke is a partnership that enables us to fully cooperate with Christ in the matter of rest. When you're training a young ox or maybe a horse, Audrey, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you take a younger one and put it with a more mature one. We're not going to say an old one, but a more mature one. And this lets the younger one, the less mature one, become disciplined in the role it will be fulfilling. Just like we take our leads from Jesus, he's the more mature one when we put on that yoke with him. His response now should be our responses, shouldn't it? Being led by the Spirit comes from that union with Jesus. Amen? The yoke that Jesus wants us to put on is so important for us to understand rest and peace. And, you know, you think about this, and there's some that are unequally yoked with a negative. So maybe that's in your business or your friendships or your relationships or however that may be. But when we ever shift to negative, we have been shifted from faith and obedience to a place where it is possible for us to deny, oppose, and resist the promises of God. And that's why we need to keep ourselves yoked to godly people. The goodness of God and His power will reign in our hearts when we're yoked with positive, godly people. We don't want to shift away from that place where that faith and obedience are removed. See, negativity neutralizes faith. This makes us vulnerable to fear, anxiety, doubt, and unbelief. And that's where we don't want to be. Being unequally yoked to a negative causes a reversal of favor that leads to stress and difficulty. And when we allow this negative stance, we lose our heaven-sent confidence in Jesus and His promises. We cannot let this happen. We can't let this happen. We need to understand and allow rest to become our weapon against this. We need to wait on the Lord and spend time with Him. We need to rest with Him so we can take our cues from Him. We need to know that confidence that comes from the Lord. We need to allow His joy to be our source of strength. Amen? His joy needs to be our source of strength. As a warrior, we need to be still and wait and be confident. While we take rest, while we are still, then we can take time and listen to Him and understand Psalms 46:10, where it says, He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And God will speak more to a person in silence than He will in conversation oftentimes. Without stillness, we cannot see in the Spirit. We need to have stillness to see in the Spirit. True stillness and true rest involves the destruction of fear, because it opens our eyes to the provisions of God on our behalf. We need to destroy that fear and allow the provisions of God to flood our mind. And when we're still, we find our confidence, our strength, and a power not available outside of stillness. See, when Elijah was learning stillness, it was for the express purpose that his ability to listen and hear God's voice could go deeper, or go to a deeper level of perception. He could hear the whisper of God. The whisper of God, he could hear. The warrior needs a close connection with God. And the best way to do that is to rest with God and be still and know that He is God. Warriors go into their place of refuge to discover God so that they can exit the fortress of His presence to combat the enemy. It no longer becomes a refuge, it becomes a fortress. And when we need to find a quiet place each and every day and prepare to combat the enemy and to advance the kingdom. We need to advance the kingdom. That's really what this comes down to in the end, is advancement of the kingdom. And that's what we're called to do, is to advance the kingdom. And I talk about this a lot, of advancing. That's why the first message in this series was called what? Warrior for the kingdom. Because we want to be warriors for the kingdom, and we want to see the kingdom advanced on this earth. We want to see heaven on earth. We want to see with spiritualized heavenly eyes on earth so that we can understand and experience and see the provision of God. And that's why we need the rest, is so that when we take our cues from God, from Jesus, from the Spirit, when we allow the Spirit to lead us and direct us, then we will know His ways and we will see His provision. Maybe this is the first time you've heard a message like this. Maybe this is the first time you've heard about Jesus. I want to take an opportunity this morning to just allow you to cross the line from knowing about God to knowing God, from knowing about Jesus to knowing Jesus, from hearing about the Bible to understanding God's word and hearing God's word. I want to invite you to join us, the believers in this, on this call, on the phone, on the internet, wherever you are. I want to give you an opportunity to join us and say a prayer to cross that line and become a believer, to become a Christian, to join God's army, to join Team God. There's so many ways I can say it, and I just don't want to confuse it, but I don't want to miss a chance to give you an opportunity. So if you don't know Jesus and you want to know him, all you need to do is repeat this prayer after me, and I'm going to ask everybody else here to repeat it with me. Just so if you have a group of people with you in your home or wherever, that you all feel comfortable. So let's repeat. Dear God, I know that my sin has separated me from you. Thank you, Jesus, that you died in my place. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me. Please come into my life. Take away my sin and connect me closer to you. Jesus, I want to know more about your peace and being a warrior for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, I want to encourage you to call the church, 306-882-2453. Or the other thing you can do is you can message on, if you're on Facebook, message there and say, hey, Pastor Dave, I just said that prayer for the first time. Or hey, on YouTube, Pastor Dave, I just said that prayer for the first time. Or email me at lead@rosetownchurch.ca. And I want to connect with you, and I want to give you a Bible, and I want to encourage you, and I want to just bless you. And I want you to come to know his peace. I want you to spend time with him and rest with him. I want you to take up the yoke with him, and I'll walk with you through that. Now, for the rest of us, that maybe you're saying, hey, and even if you're a new believer and you're like, hey, I want to take on this yoke. And if you're an old believer, mature believer will say, how does that sound? Mature sounds better than old. If you're a mature believer and you want to experience that peace, and you want to know and understand what God has for you, and you want to take on that yoke with him. Maybe you had it on once and you're like, this is too much, and you kind of pushed it off to the side and you tried to go about Christian life on your own. Let's take a moment here and let's just say to God that we're ready to put that yoke on, and we want to take our cues from the Spirit, and we want to experience all that he has for us in the Spirit. So would you pray with me? And if this is you, just repeat these words with me, or just say this prayer with me, and just in agreement, actually. Just say this prayer with me in agreement. Father God, I take on this yoke that you've given me. I want to know your ways, and I want to take my cues from you. I want to understand your rest so that I can walk forward with your confidence, God. Father, I pray that you would just bless each and every one of us as we want to put on your yoke. I pray that we would get excited about your ways, and we would just go boldly with your ways as we take leads from you, Father. God, I pray that you would just bless us, bless our socks off, God, and just allow us to be special forces for you as we rest and as we understand and as we gain knowledge and wisdom and encouragement through you, Father, as we gain passion. Father, I pray that as we go about our week this week, that we would spend time each day in rest. Now, if this is you and you want to do this, I'm going to ask you to repeat this part after me. God, I put on your yoke, and I want you to lead me, and I want you to teach me your voice, so that I can follow your cues and I can be a powerful warrior for you in your special forces. Thank you, Jesus, for leading me with your yoke and for guiding and directing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Guys, I, I pray that you're encouraged through this today. I pray that you are blessed. And we're gonna say one last prayer here to send you on your way. But if you are with me on that, if you want to put on the yoke with Jesus, or maybe you've been wearing it and you're like, I've been wearing it, but I've been kind of fighting it, and now I'm ready to allow him to lead me and guide me and direct me, then I ask you to connect with me as well. You have my number, 306-882-2453, or message me below. Just let us know. We want to join with you. We want to partner with you. And we want to be with you through this as you allow God to lead you and Jesus to lead you with his yoke. Let's pray one more time. Father God, we love you and we thank you, God. Father, we pray that you would just bless us with a great week. Give us opportunities to share your love and your joy and your confidence, God. I pray that we wouldn't be those living in fear, but Father, we would be living in your boldness and your courage and in your victory that you've given us, God. So be with us, lead us, guide us, God. Father, we thank you for each and every person that called in today, and we just pray that you would bless them, Father. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Amen. God bless, guys, and have a great day. See you next week, or maybe I'll see you on the call throughout the week. But God bless.